Христос воскрес!
Христос воскрес, воістину воскрес. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. Говорить Павіна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину.
Happy Easter, whether you're celebrating on the Gregorian or the Julian calendar, Eastern and Western Christians alike are celebrating Easter. So welcome to this special edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Pavlina, and we've got a special Easter-themed program for you, a couple of timeless Easter stories and plenty of Ukrainian Easter music. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
На воскреснень Бога розтачаться образи Його.
На воскреснень Бога розтачаться образи. На біжато злізає воскресна видачі
воскреснень Бога.
Як вони ще зоє, дивіться іще раз. Як остає твого сходниця огня, так до візьми місці вогниця, ще Бога за мене.
Воскреснем
Бог. Радуйся, о пречесний, і животворящий, кресте Господній. Проняючи піси, силою розп'ята на тебе.
На воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем
Бог, на воскреснем Бог, на
воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем
Бог,
на воскреснем Бог, на
воскреснем Бог,
на воскреснем
Бог, на воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем
Бог, да воскреснен Бог.
Да воскреснен Бог, да розпочаться образи Його.
Да воскреснен Бог, да розпочаться образи Його.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
La 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 la. Воскрес віщають всім. Чудесна пісня, чудесна пісня, чудесна пісня не змовкає. Співаймо Господу з небес, співаймо вічне алілуя. Бо істину Христос воскрес, хай цілий світ про це почує. Співаймо Господу з небес, співаймо.
співаймо вічне алілуя. Бо істину Христос воскрес, хай цілий світ про це почує. Вічне алілуя. Бо істину Христос воскрес, хай цілий світ про це почує. Співаймо Господу з небес, співаймо вічне алілуя. Бо істину Христос воскрес, хай цілий світ про це почує.
Серця віра і настав спокій. Нумо сестринумо, братя, не марнуйте цінний час. З молодечністю і завзяттям заспіваймо враз. Плине пісня скрізь усюди, радість серці через край. Бог дає спасіння людям, ще й небесний рай. Плине пісня скрізь усюди, радість серці через край. Бог дає спасіння людям, ще й небесний рай. Кажу, бо вірю, що Господь прийде. За такую славну віру йому слава й честь. А сьогодні, де лиш гляну, скрізь веселі люди всі. І радіють християни, тішаться усі. Плине пісня скрізь усюди, раді серці через край. Бог дає спасіння людям, ще й небесний рай. Пісня скрізь усюди, раді серці через край. Бог дає спасіння людям, ще й небесний рай. Плине пісня скрізь усюди, раді серці через край. Бог дає спасіння людям, ще й небесний рай. Бог дає спасіння людям, ще й небесний рай. Бог дає спасіння людям, ще й небесний рай.
Слава Ісусу Христу і добрий вечір. This is Father Bruce Power with Із Духові Твоєму and with your spirit here on Nash Holos Radio. During this season of Holy Pascha, we reflect, and rightly so, on the resurrection of Christ, the wonder, the glory, that incredibly good news that we have heard for centuries, that Jesus truly did rise from the dead, and in his risen glory, he offers us a promise of hope. Now, any time there is faith, good news, hope, and a reason to rejoice, there are going to be, unfortunately, those who will come along and rain on the parade and try to bring it all down. But faith in the resurrection has a power all its own. The resurrection of Christ does not need the wisdom and the science and the philosophy of humanity to make it real. Faith in the resurrection brings us a level of hope and a level of strength that nothing else can bring us. There's actually a wonderful little story, it's a true story, that involves a Ukrainian priest during the Soviet era that shows the power of faith in the risen Christ and how nothing can truly stamp it out because it is indeed from God. The story goes like this. During the Soviet era, as we know, the Ukrainian churches, both the Ukrainian Catholic and the autocephalous Ukrainian Orthodox Church, were severely persecuted. They were outlawed, along with many other denominations, and even the state-run Russian Orthodox Church was simply that, state-run, and under the controlling thumb of an atheistic regime. Religion was persecuted. It was one of the greatest persecutions of faith in the history of the world, and it happened right in our own times. And what happened was, on one Easter Sunday, on one celebration of Holy Pascha, the Soviet authorities decided to go into Western Ukraine and further stamp out, as though they thought they could, any manner of faith in the resurrection of Christ. So they had with them a captured priest. He was obviously humiliated, frightened, didn't know what would happen to him after that. And they also had with them several very brilliant scientists, writers, philosophers, experts, the brightest of the brightest out of the Soviet Union. And they set up a podium there in this Ukrainian village, and had all of these brilliant scholars give speech after speech after speech, and they forced the people to go out and listen. And there the scholars were up there going on and on and on and on, trying to make foolishness out of faith, trying to undo the faith of the people and force atheism upon them. And these great scholars went on, one after the other, on and on and on, with all of their great talks and speeches and presentations and so on. And then they took the priest, they grabbed them, dragged him up to the podium, and they said, "Now, you've heard all of these experts, now you're to disprove what they said. Go on, try it." The priest, a humble little priest, went up to the podium, and he said two words to the massive crowd that had gathered. He said, "Christos voskres," and the crowd thundered back, "Voistino voskres." For those who don't understand Ukrainian, he said, "Christ is risen," the traditional greeting that Eastern Christians use with each other at this time of the year. And the crowd responded back with the usual reply, "Indeed, he is risen." That's all he said. That's all he needed to say. And the crowd's response was proof. The Soviet authorities ended up letting him go, and got out of there quickly. The priest wasn't humiliated. The faith wasn't humiliated. The good villagers weren't humiliated. Those who thought they had great human wisdom and knowledge, the atheists, were humiliated. The Soviets were humiliated. They humiliated themselves by blinding their own eyes to the wonder and the beauty and the message of hope that the resurrection brings. And that story of the Ukrainian priest, and it is a true story indeed, reminds us that it is in the simplicity of one's heart, the depth of one's soul, it is in the faith that we behold the resurrection of Christ. And as the beautiful prayers of the Voskresnyo Utrenyo, or the resurrectional matins that we celebrate on Holy Pascha, say, "Having beheld the resurrection of Christ, come, let us worship the Holy Lord Jesus. For Jesus has risen from the dead, as he foretold, granting us eternal life and great mercy." Christos voskres, voistino voskres. This is Father Bruce with Nash Holos Radio. Zbohom.
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Радійте всі дорослі діти, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Кладіть, кладіть найкращі квіти на Божий хрест, на Божий хрест. Кладіть, кладіть найкращі квіти на Божий хрест, на Божий хрест. На тім хресті він був розп'ятий, чекав на поміч із небес. Лише один з усіх на світі, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Лише один з усіх на світі, Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Нехай бринять і пахнуть квіти, нехай почує Божий рай. Як на землі радіють діти і звеселяють рідний край. Як на землі радіють діти і звеселяють рідний край. На нас погляне Божа Мати, радіючи святих небес. Збираємось, люди, всі співати: Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес. Збираємось, люди, всі співати: Христос воскрес, Христос воскрес.
Христос воскрес! to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznadi in Toronto. When my grandmother died many years ago, she said to my mom, "Your little son must always celebrate Easter and Christmas, whatever the authorities might say. Promise me this." My mom promised her. And since that time, twice a year, we enjoyed a festive time. The celebrations of Easter and Christmas, completely religious holidays, never actually stopped in Ukraine. This was due to ordinary Ukrainian people. No authority is able to overcome this habit. Back in those days, it was sort of an open secret. Everyone would say, "Hush," so other people won't hear our celebrations, because they are forbidden in our country. Then, with that word of caution out of the way, the celebrations got into full swing. I recalled that people on both sides celebrated these holidays. Those who said, "No, you must not," and of course the other side too, the believers and the traditionalists. Of course, neither side wanted the other to know that they were celebrating the holidays, in a different way, yet in the same way. For everyone, it was a kind of pro-communist shyness that we all shared. It wasn't just that this strange mindset came about during the holidays. It was a way of life in the Soviet era. A case in point is what happened with the fantastically popular poet, actor and singer Vladimir Vysotsky, who could be compared to Bob Dylan. Millions of magnetic tapes with Vysotsky's instantly recognizable and beloved voice were widely spread across the country. Teenagers and adults copied his tapes readily. This really can be called countrywide love, and no authority could overcome this habit either. They had to try, of course, even if it meant temporarily lifting the censorship of Western pop culture. The standard anti-religious holidays playlist usually included ABBA, Boney M., Secret Service, Friedrichstadtpalast Ballet from Eastern Germany, and performers from various other socialist countries. The official communist theory was that it would prevent youth from attending church. The reality was nothing of the kind happened. Meanwhile, we all considered these Christmas and Easter TV programs to be an additional holiday gift from our comrades in the Kremlin. Everyone said, "Oh, we can enjoy the holidays. We'll have tasty food and good TV programs. Thank God." I am Serhiy Kaznadi in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!
Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіоукраїнського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
Get your weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $95. That's $95 for a weekend pass to this cultural extravaganza in Dauphin, Manitoba, August 4th to 6th. CNUF is loaded with Ukrainian culture at its finest, featuring 3 days of music, dancing, food, and fun. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, Dauphin, Manitoba. See CNUF.ca for updates and like Canada's National Ukrainian Festival on Facebook.
Христос воскрес!
Христа серце своє лиш відкрий для Христа.
Він є любов, залишиться який страх. Друже, спіши, жде Христос в небесах.
Він є любов, з ним щасливе життя, вічний спокій в ньому знайде душа. Вічний спокій в ньому знайде душа.
Best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. Нажами вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Людина повинна жити не тільки водою і хлібом Божим, але також і натхненням Божим. And our proverb of the week translates as a person lives by God's grace as well as by bread and water. And that takes us to the end of our program for this Easter. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.
Христос є скеля, фонтан, з якої б'ється води цілю, що і що дасть життя тобі. Христос є скеля, фонтан, з якої б'ється вода жива, що дасть нове життя тобі.
Коли хто прагне, хай приходить з неї п'є, освіжить душу і все єство твоє. Христос є скеля, вода з якої лється, вода жива, що дасть тобі життя нове. Христос лілея на ланах квітуче, троянна біла свіжа і саду сарок. Христос життя й любов понад любов'ю, він той, що нам своє спасіння подає. Коли хто прагне, хай приходить з неї п'є, освіжить душу все єство твоє. Христос є скеля, вода з якої лється, вода жива, що дає.